AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. 2 days before the big Michigan primary, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders held their latest debate in the water-troubled city of Flint. The AP's Mark Smith reports.
Both candidates painted the decisions that caused Flint residents to drink lead-tainted water for nearly 2 years as a betrayal.
The real pain that families are going through.
It was beyond belief.
And both in the debate on CNN blamed GOP Governor Rick Snyder.
The governor should resign.
His dereliction of duty was irresponsible.
But Clinton and Sanders stopped short of saying those behind the crisis should face criminal charges, and they agreed the EPA should have done more to prevent it. The exchange exposed few policy differences, but did shine the light on what they've both called an American tragedy. Mark Smith at the Democratic debate, Flint, Michigan.
Also in the campaign Sunday, Bernie Sanders won the Democratic caucuses in Maine. On the Republican side, Marco Rubio won in Puerto Rico. Condolences are flowing in over the death of former First Lady Nancy Reagan. Rubio, at a campaign event in Idaho, says he was saddened to learn of her passing.
It's amazing even now that I go to rallies all around the country and people at Reagan are wearing, young Americans are wearing Reagan Bush hats. This is not just about nostalgia. Ronald Reagan was the conservative movement at its best.
Reaction is coming in from former presidents and world leaders and everyday Americans. Andy Hall served in the military under President Reagan. At the former president's presidential library to pay his respects, he said he was impressed with Nancy Reagan's devotion to her husband.
You just don't see that anymore, where the respect she had and the love she had for him.
Nancy Reagan died of congestive heart failure at 94. Another belligerent threat from North Korea, warning of an indiscriminate, preemptive nuclear strike of justice on Washington and Seoul, this time in reaction to the start of huge U.S.-South Korean military drills. This is AP Radio News. NASCAR's West Coast swing started with a day that included high winds and a couple of dust storms.
Brad Keselowski hunted down Kyle Busch and passed him for the lead with five laps to go to win the Cobalt 400 at Las Vegas. Keselowski went from third to first in a matter of three laps after getting by his teammate Joey Logano for second. It's Keselowski's second win in 3 years at Las Vegas. Vegas native Kyle Busch said his car's handling was going away over the last 20 laps. He ended up falling to fourth. Joey Logano finished second. Brett McMillan, Las Vegas.
The Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race got underway in Willow, Alaska.
Ceremonial start is honestly the most fun.
Musher Brent Sass says he's competing in an incredibly talented field.
It's shaping up real nice. I'm really excited about this race. The dogs came off the quest real strong, and I got 12 of those dogs in this team and four fresh legs. So, yeah, I'm real excited about the trailhead.
Winner expected in Nome, Alaska in about 9 days. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.